With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. Property taxes are one of the state's biggest headlines heading into the next legislative session. With 19 committee recommendations ranging from minor to radical, other lawmakers are beginning to weigh in. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
The State Property Tax Commission walked away with a slate of recommendations, and while that doesn't mean they all will become law, they will be front of mind as session kicks off. Compounding the property tax debate is two caveats: South Dakota's already low tax nature, making further cuts a challenge to navigate, and the appetite from the public for property tax relief. Looking at the bigger picture, Governor Larry Roden says these 19 recommendations aren't the only ones on the table.
We had a property tax deal, half-cent local option for counties. We offered that to the task force on property tax reduction. Doesn't look like they've done anything with it, assuming they don't, it will be offered by me as a governor's bill in the upcoming session.
For Roden, he says his bill is still alive despite being left at the altar by the commission.
In fact, some ways, I would rather have my name on it. I think it's a very viable proposal, and it's gotten a lot of attention and a lot of positive feedback from a lot of different organizations. I look forward to having that discussion because I think it is a very viable way to present true property tax reduction.
That makes two confirmed alternative property tax plans, with the other being proposed by peer Republican Will Mortensen. The Mortensen plan, which was also previously proposed, would make an adjustment to the statewide sales tax to fund property tax relief. That increase of less than 1% would keep South Dakota in the bottom 20 of all statewide sales tax rates, while also, according to Mortensen, easing property tax burdens. The 2026 legislative session begins just after the new year. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
As the year dwindles down, so does the time before South Dakota's 101st legislative session begins in January. That means state lawmakers are looking at tweaks they can make to create an impact. That includes the Interim Rules Review Committee. Legislators looked ahead to next session by discussing five changes they want the committee to support and peer. One requires agencies to provide more transparency. Vice Chair of the committee, Republican Senator Taffy Howard, brought the draft.
So draft 107 is pretty straightforward, but basically if an agency is required to fill out a form, this would require that they post it on the website. So it's all about transparency. Because I can't remember what we had earlier this interim, but there was at least a couple of times where agencies did fill out the forms. We had the forms, but they just didn't post them online.
Howard brought another draft requiring agencies to submit financial resource information paperwork 20 days before final rulemaking packet submissions. Howard says it gives legislators and staff more time to fully review the information. The committee adopted both drafts as committee bills. Democratic Representative Eric Mucky brought a draft bill to allow interpreter and translator services to be provided in contested case proceedings. He says the bill comes from a real-world case in western South Dakota regarding a contested uranium mining case.
The individual has been working with community members that are Lakota elders, representing themselves as individuals, not as tribal nations, that are elderly. They are fully fluent in Lakota, but they are illiterate in all languages. So I don't know that you're going to see a ton of this, but it's something to keep in mind for the potential for interpretive services. In that particular instance, working with that individual and working with a agency in that contested hearing, Department of Ag and Natural Resources, we had sought to find some resources that would provide some interpretive services in the process. Under current statute, we do not have that.
Lawmakers failed to bring it as a committee bill in a 2-3 vote. Opponents said they didn't support the bill because statute allows individuals to hire and provide an interpreter themselves right now. Other concerns were raised on the financial impact. The committee took no action to two other drafts, saying they wanted additional information to decide one way or the other. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources and the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff are partnering to replace a harmful chemical in firefighting foams with a soy foam. The initiative collects and destroys firefighting foam that contains PFAS, a forever chemical linked to a range of negative health effects. They're hard to break down in the environment and can contaminate water and soil. DANR says fire departments that provide PFAS-based firefighting foam will be given a 5-gallon container of a soy-based alternative foam that's designed to help meet the operational needs while reducing environmental impacts. DANR says a similar statewide foam collection effort in 2020 collected over 3,800 gallons of PFAS-containing foam from 36 fire departments and one airport. A vote to dissolve the Oldham Ramona Rutland School District is set for next month. The vote is December 16th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This comes after months of contentious discussion around declining enrollment numbers. Some property taxpayers in the district have voiced their disapproval of the district. They've raised concerns over costs and location of a new proposed school. However, proponents of keeping the district open say the, quote, family-like education ORR provides better fits some students. A vote for the reorganization plan is a vote to close and dissolve the ORR school district. A vote against the plan is a vote to keep the ORR school district open. If passed, the decision is final and closed under South Dakota law. If voters approve, 42 employees will be terminated and 193 students would need to enroll in other districts. A new poll suggests a majority of South Dakota voters approve of the state's plan to build a new men's penitentiary. The poll is co-sponsored by South Dakota Newswatch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy. It found 68% of voters approved of the plan, 20% disapproved, while 12% were unsure. The poll was conducted a month after the legislature approved building a $650 million prison in Sioux Falls. Some critics question the cost, but supporters say a new facility is necessary to replace the aging penitentiary. The South Dakota Department of Health is using an alert about a nationwide recall of infant formula. ByHeart brand Whole Nutrition infant formula is being recalled due to a risk of infant botulism. The CDC alert says all lot numbers and sizes are included in the recall. The DOH says parents and caregivers should stop using the formula immediately. A longtime Pierre area firefighter is set to be South Dakota's next state fire marshal. The Department of Public Safety is naming Doug Hinkle to the role. He replaces Paul Merriman, who is retiring. Officials say he has 25 years of experience in public safety, ranging from chief of the Pierre Rural Fire Department to state chief deputy fire marshal. The state fire marshal's office oversees fire prevention programs, code enforcement, and certain fire-related investigations. It's the biggest weekend in South Dakota high school football. The best teams from each class are squaring off in the state championships at the Dakota Dome here in Vermilion. We've got a preview.
Welcome to another Your Morning in Play here on SDPB. I'm Nate Weck, joined as always by Jason Andera, and special guest this week, Craig Maddock, who's going to be on the call for all seven state football championship games this week. Craig, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. As towns across the state are getting so excited for the finals in football.
Yeah, this is a fun week. This is one of the best weeks of the year. I think we would all agree on that. Seven state championship games that are always going to be filled with memories, heartbreak, success, and everything that comes with it. So real quick before we get going on the seven championship games, the All Nations Football Conference Championships were this past Friday from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. The 9B Championship saw McLaughlin pick up a win over White River, McLaughlin's first state championship in football, first championship I believe that they've had since the 06 Boys Cross Country team. So really big deal for McLaughlin.
Yeah, that was huge. You could just feel it on the sidelines, you know, about the culture of this program expanding and then, you know, getting that championship just to be able to celebrate something like that in your community. You could just feel what that meant to McLaughlin.
And then we had the 9A championship. It was Todd County, who was not at the Dome a year ago, going up against Winnebago out of Nebraska. Winnebago, though, from the start, was the better team.
Yeah, they really showcased their senior athletes in that game and, you know, took it to Todd County. But you got to give them credit for where they came from last year. Losing in double overtime, I mean, you just felt good for them to get that win.
The state football championships begin today at 11 a.m. Central Time. It'll be St. Mary's versus Avon. And then later tonight, we've got Freeman Marion Freeman Academy versus Elkton Lake Benton. What a start we're going to have here for the state football championships today.
Just mentioning those schools, I'm just thinking of all, whoever's running the scoreboard, be ready, because I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, especially the first game with St. Mary's and Avon. Both clubs well over 50, can score 50 points a game.
Easily, and you got it with the scoreboard operators. The last year, we're going to have to type in Freeman, Marion, Freeman Academy. This is the last year of the co-op that they formed over the last couple of years, so they want to go out with a high note, but they're taking on a team that's been just short the last couple of years, and a lot of seniors on this Elkton Lake Benton team.
And for Elkton Lake Benton, the first time they've been there as a co-op.
And then tomorrow on Friday, we've got Wall versus Howard. We've got Elk Point Jefferson, St. Thomas More, both of those teams undefeated going in 11B. And then the nightcap is Yankton versus Pierre for the 11AA title. What do you guys like about these three games that we're going to see tomorrow on Friday here?
Well, Howard is the defending champs. They're the 7C. A lot of people didn't think they would be back in the Dome, but Pat Brummel has that team rolling, you know, playing your best ball at the end.
Yeah, that's a team you can't overlook, but Wall has been the team to beat in 9A all season long, so they're definitely a team we're looking at. And then 11B, you know, St. Thomas More has had this history of almost making it. They pulled the Buffalo Bills with four losses in a row at the Dome, 0-6 all time, so there's a lot of people rooting for them. But on the other side, you get Elk Point Jefferson, who's basically playing a home game really close to the Dome. They're going to have a huge crowd behind them. And in AA, you know, it's Pierre Yankton and the two teams that we kind of were leaning toward at the beginning of the year, and then we went through a roller coaster ride, and now, you know, they're the two teams that have made it after the dust settled.
I think Pierre may be playing its best ball of the year, which you want to do. They've made a change at quarterback, which has been kind of their story here late.
It has been, and a lot of talent on that team. It's going to be fun to see a team that's gotten there, what, 8 years, 9 years in a row? 9 years in a row, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
9 years in a row, Pierre's been there.
Seven straight, lost last year, would have been 8 straight. Yeah, it was Watertown won it a year ago. And then on Saturday, we've got Sioux Falls Christian Lennox. That's a rematch from a year ago in the 11A title. And then we've got Brandon Valley versus Sioux Falls Lincoln. That is going to kind of cap off the week.
Sioux Falls Christian may not have been the team to be number one as the season started, but didn't take long for them to become the top team. They beat Lennox 17-0 early. Don't expect that kind of a score this weekend.
They've been dominant all season long, but Lennox is playing their best ball, so you can't count them out. And then the nightcap. I mean, these two teams played last year for the title. They played during the season. It was a 35-30 back-and-forth matchup. This one has instant classic written all over it.
All right. Well, this has been your morning in play here on SDPB. He's Jason Andera. He's Craig Maddock. I'm Nate Weck. Thanks for joining us.
Championship games begin with the 9B final this morning at 11 Central, 10 Mountain. You can watch every game on SDPB TV. You can also catch them online at sdpb.org, sd.net, or on the SDPB YouTube page. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.